In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We just heard the gospel reading, how Christ and his disciples came to a small city of Nain. The place exists to this day. It's a very small village at the foot of Mount Tabor. And as Christ and his disciples approached the city, we are told that they came upon a funeral procession. The only son of a widow was being buried. You can imagine the feelings of the mother, all her hope for her old age, all her support, her love, everything was gone. Before her, she could probably vision just loneliness in old age and maybe poverty. And we hear in the gospel that when Christ saw the procession, he had compassion. There is nothing extra, nothing unimportant in the gospels. If the authors make a point of that, it has significance. Christ had compassion, just as he has compassion for all of us all the time. It is not an empty word when he is called the lover of mankind. And he told the widow, "Do not weep." Probably everyone around her was telling her that, "Don't weep." But with Christ, words immediately became deed. In the gospel, we hear that he touched the funeral bier, and which was forbidden for the Jews. For if a man touched a bier, he became defiled. But Jesus stopped him by touching the bier and told the young man to arise. Christ, during his mission on earth, resurrected three people: the daughter of Jairus, who had just died; the son of the widow from Nain, who died that day; and Lazarus, who already was 4 days in the tomb and was beginning to decay. We see a gradual progression from a just departed soul to the soul of a 4-day dead man. The Holy Fathers tell us that that is a prefiguration of our resurrection. But not only that, everything that we hear in the Gospels teaches us a moral lesson. So what is the lesson today? It is not to despair. You can imagine what the thoughts of the widow was. But this gospel reading teaches us that God loves us. Not only that God loves us, and we can't even begin to comprehend, God loves us more than we are capable of loving ourselves. And such a God who loves mankind in such a way always has the good of us. Everything that falls upon us, that comes up to us, comes for our salvation. And even when we go against God's will, God somehow turns it around, that if we only put our trust and hope in him, it is for our salvation. And that is what we learn from today's gospel readings. Not to despair, whatever comes to us in our life. And even if, as the widow's son was returned to her alive, even if that doesn't happen with us, no miracle, no lightning strikes from the sky, we still must have faith and hope that everything that comes, comes for our good and for our salvation. And this is why it's such a big sin to revolt against God, to even murmur against God. all comes for our salvation, and we must accept it. And if we have hope and pray to God, He is capable of performing miracles as He did for the poor widow from the city of Nain when He resurrected her only child, her only hope. Amen.